As you enter Museum Gardens, you'll find the ruins of St. Mary's Abbey. This was a Benedictine abbey established in 1088, and you've got to imagine what it will have been like in the 12th and 13th and 14th century. It was a really kind of thriving monastic community. There would have been a much bigger range of buildings than what you can see the ruins of now, with a kitchen and a library and a community of monks. And the abbot lived in the big building, which is now King's Manor. By the 16th century, St. Mary's Abbey was the largest and the richest Benedictine house in the north of England. What has this got to do with LGBTQ history? Well, the same process that destroyed St. Mary's Abbey and created the ruins that you see today was the process that saw the first criminalisation of sex between men in England. To answer the question of how that happened, we need to go back to 1491 when Henry VIII came to the throne of England. Now his reign, as you might know, saw the English Reformation, the move away from the Catholic Church and the establishment of the Church of England with Henry VIII at its head. It's often thought that this was motivated by Henry wanting to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. And yes, that was a factor, but he was also genuinely motivated by worrying that he'd made a religious mistake and that God, as a result, was punishing him by not giving him a son. So there were genuine religious feelings as well as the kind of cynical divorce motivation. But anyway, the monasteries, like St. Mary's Abbey, were a Catholic institution, and they were also very rich. And for both of those reasons, Henry and his chief minister, Thomas Cromwell, who was one of the architects of the English Reformation, were keen to shut them down. One of the reasons they cited for shutting down the monasteries was that the monks were engaged in sodomy. Now, this word had a multiplicity of meanings in the early modern period. It referred to kind of general social, sexual, and religious disruption. But when Henry and Cromwell were talking about the monasteries and said the monks were engaged in sodomy, they did mostly mean sex. They weren't basing this on any evidence, but it is obviously also the case that men living together did create more opportunities for sexual and romantic relationships. Anyway, as part of that process of making himself head of the church, which included the dissolution of monasteries like St. Mary's, Henry also brought a lot of laws out of church jurisdiction and under the jurisdiction of the state, and this included laws about sex. In 1533, he passed the Buggery Act, which prohibited, and I quote, "the detestable and abominable vice of buggery committed with mankind or beast." And it's notable, of course, that in that phrasing, buggery can be sex between two people or bestiality. And that's a linkage, of course, that persists in homophobic discourse to this day. What's also notable is that buggery isn't really defined there. And that is symptomatic of a lack of clarity in this period with which they talked about exactly which sex acts were not allowed. Now, there were no comprehensive dictionaries in this period, no dictionaries that had all of the words in English in them, but there were some dictionaries that included words like sodomy, and they defined it as, for example, when one man lieth filthily with another man. Not actually a very useful description, because if you're someone who's doing that sort of thing, you probably wouldn't describe it as filthy. And this really is an instance of the whole history of LGBTQ experience being defined through a heteronormative gaze. Now, it's not that sex between men was allowed before 1533. It's just that this was making it a criminal rather than a religious offence. But of course, what that did is it paved the way for it being treated as a social problem rather than a religious problem. And that meant it paved the way for it being criminalised, even as society became more secularised later on. And of course, it remained decriminalised until the partial decriminalisation of 1967, over 400 years later. And so the ruins of this abbey that we can see today are the memorial of a process that had real and devastating consequences for men who had sex with men. Some of them, of course, may have been the monks themselves.